Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome along to the final episode from our month of change here on High Performance. So we want 2023 to be a year of change for you. And we think the best way to do it is for us to draw on the database of incredible guests who've joined us on High Performance over the past few years and take their lessons for you to drive change in 2023. On week one, we spoke about goals, setting them and holding yourself accountable to them. Week two, we discussed motivation, where it comes from and how you can drive that yourself. Week three, we discussed the power of consistency and making sure that how you do anything is how you do everything. This week, it's all about how you sustain this new you for 2023. And I think in many ways, you could argue that the lessons have been really important for the first 3 weeks, but the message this week is probably the most important one.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a real myth around in the self-development world that people believe that you've got to stick at a task for 30 days before you can change your habit. And the reality is that's precisely that. It's a myth. It'll be different for everybody, depending on where we are and what we're doing at that moment in time. There's some brilliant research done in London just a few years ago that said that some people might change a habit in 7 days. Some, it might take them another 7 months to do that. So understanding the power of sustainability is such an important aspect of your change toolkit.
So let's talk about sustaining things then. Can you do any of this on your own? We believe that you can, but we also believe that life is a team sport and you are far more likely to be successful if you have people around you. The question is, how do you work out who should be around you? There's no point just surrounding yourself with people to reach these goals if they're not the kind of people that are going to help you get there. I talk about fountains and drains. We've spoken many times on this podcast about having the difficult conversation and making the difficult decision about people to remove from your lives. We were joined by a former reality star who has reinvented herself as an author and a television presenter, and she delivered the most incredible episode of High Performance for us. I'm talking about Vicky Patterson, and she shared with us some great advice around how she picks and chooses the people around her.
Right, so there's three types of people in life. And you can work out who they are by how you feel when they ring your phone. So you have people who, when you see their name like flash up on your display screen, you think, oh, for fuck's sake. You know, like, and you know, like, as I've said this to you, everybody listening to this will know that person instantly. And it's the person who, you know, they're ringing you probably because they want something. Or because they want to have a whinge, or because like they need a favour and they need you to get you into this nightclub, or they want you to look after their kids. They just want something from you. And you never feel like it's a two-way street. Like, you don't mind picking up your pals who are always there for you, but this isn't that person. And they are called the draggers. They are, like, if you said to them, oh, I'm thinking about starting a new diet, I'm going to try and be really healthy 2022, they'd be like, what are you going to do that for? You'll only end up ruining it. You'll only end up eating loads of cake. And I think, right, okay, you are a negative influence on me. They are the draggers. We don't want those in our life, really, okay? Next, you've got, like, the middle of the roaders. So when they ring, you sort of think, should I answer, should I not? Okay, I'll give them, you know, I'll pick up. They don't set your world on fire. They're perfectly nice. Like, if you said to them, oh, I'm going to try and eat more healthily, they'd be like, good for you. Good for you. You can do that. But they're perfectly pleasant. We shouldn't be dismissive of them. The hearts are in the right place. And then you have the igniters. This is who we should all strive to be. The kind of person that when you see their name pop up on your screen, you can't wait to answer. You grin from ear to ear. Your whole body fizzes with excitement because you know they're ringing with something. Let's go on holiday. Well done for this. I'll eat healthy with you as well. They inspire you. They lift you up. They make you buzz like an old fridge. You're just fucking thrilled that they're in your life. And I feel like those are the people who you should have around you as much as you can.
Now, this is really good, Damien, because I don't think this is something that people do often enough. I think that we almost slip into a trap of thinking, well, this is my group of friends. This is my group of colleagues. These are the people in my life. I have to just get on with it. The truth actually is different.
Yeah. I think the more we can surround ourselves with people that, like Vicky said, make us buzz like an old fridge is really important. These are our cheerleaders, the people that have got our back, the ones that give us the feedback that we need to hear, not that we think that we want to hear. And I think the more we can recruit and retain and value those people around us, the more powerful we are to be able to go after our high performance goals.
And I think sometimes it's a challenge for people to think, well, I've got friends I've known for a long time, or I've got family members, or I've got people that I work with. I can't just cut them out of my life because that's not possible. What you need to do is realise how those people make you feel. You need as much as possible to limit the amount of interaction you have with them. But I think one of the really important lessons for, as Damien said, surrounding yourself with the right kind of people is to be an optimist, is to be positive, is to see the value in every opportunity, is to be empathetic towards people rather than led by opinion.
Yeah, I think we often talk about peer pressure, but I think peer perception, the way that we view the people around us, is actually a really powerful way of doing that. But what I'd add to that, though, Jake, is that once you start recruiting people like that into your life, another really powerful concept to maybe consider as you go after your high-performance goals is the role of a coach. Now, we're going to listen to a clip from the brilliant Sir Ben Ainslie, that multiple gold medal-winning British sailor. And so a coach doesn't have to be somebody that you actually formally employ. It can be somebody already within your inner circle. Like Ben offers us here the importance of his father, who wasn't just prepared to accept excuses, but to challenge what he knew he was capable of. Let's listen to this clip, because I think this is a really great example of how having somebody that's prepared to be a role of a coach can really make a difference to you.
I mean, it's one great anecdote I often go back to where I was doing a practice race at the club and I didn't do very well. Oh, I was a bit unlucky and I sort of half gave up. And anyway, I got back home at the end of the day and my dad, sort of as he was apt to do, asked me how the race went. And I sort of said, oh, well, you know, I was doing really well, but then I was unlucky and this and that happened. And it was just really unlucky. And I didn't, you know, finish third or fourth or something. And he said, paused for a moment. And he said, well, that's really interesting because I actually happened to watch the race and I saw that you gave up, you know. So I was a bit stumped. And he said, look, if you want to really excel in sport and do really, really well, which I think you want to do, and I'm happy to support you to do that, but if you're going to really make it, you've got to give it 100%.
And was he right?
Absolutely. You can't give up. You cannot.
And you had to give up.
At any point. Yeah. At any point, you cannot give up, because as soon as you do that, you're never going to get back.
Now, I love that clip, right? But what you will find if you're listening to this is that people will only give you feedback like that if you allow them to. It's very easy to put across an air of, don't talk to me like that, don't give me feedback in that way. And we have to find a way of accepting feedback without being negatively affected by it, for kind of accepting it for what it is, you know?
Yeah. It was Adam Grant that we listened to last year that had that great line that he said, give yourself an A+ for when the moment you receive a C-. And it's almost that idea of be brilliant at receiving feedback, even when the message isn't necessarily what you want to hear. And I think that then encourages coaches or mentors or people within your life that can help and advise you to want to give that feedback freely and know that it's going to be received in the right manner.
So look, we've spoken about deciding the right people around you with the help of Vicky Patterson. We've discussed how you can accept negative feedback and how you can open yourself up to that, thanks to Ben Ainslie. But you know what? Sometimes the truth is that sustaining this stuff has to come from within. You have to set your own goals. You have to set your own parameters. You have to challenge yourself constantly. And most importantly of all, you need to be resilient. You know, Damien and I worry that we're not creating a nation of resilient young people. Parents helicopter and hover around their children too much, solving all the problems in front of them. They don't allow them to fail, which means that when they finally get out into the big wide world, they don't have the vitamins and minerals to deal with disappointment and rejection. We were joined by George Russell, the Formula One driver for Mercedes, who absolutely had the ability to turn a failure into a success, to turn a negative into a positive, to turn a challenge into something that he relished. Here he is talking to us about battling for an insignificant place in a Formula One race.
There was this one race in Monaco. I was driving around. I was ahead of Robert by quite a margin. I was behind the next gaggle of cars. And I kind of thought to myself, I'm just going to bring the car home because what's the point in risking it? You know, I've kind of achieved all I can in this race. I can't beat the cars ahead. I've already beaten the car behind. And there was a moment in that race that I thought, this will teach me nothing. If I just drive around for the next hour and a half, just bringing the car home, this isn't going to help me in 1 year time, 2 years time, 3 years time. If ever I'm racing for a Mercedes, if ever I'm racing for a race win or world championships. So I just sort of turned up and just went absolutely flat out every single lap around Monaco, kind of risking everything for 19th position on the grid, because I felt like that's what I needed to do if I wanted to learn and progress. And it's from that moment on for the rest of the season that sort of every single race, every single qualifying, every single session was this opportunity for me to build a, you know, greater toolbox of experience for me to tap into for whenever I needed it in the future.
Now, I think the important thing about that, Damien, is that obviously he'd come through the ranks with other young drivers, Lando Norris, Alex Albon, who at the time were battling for points and for podiums. And it's about reframing our minds so that whatever happens to us in 2023, and there will be moments along the way where everything feels like a failure, it's retraining ourselves to realise that even in those moments, there's a huge amount of learning that can be taken away. And you can still use those moments to drive you towards the change that you want.
Brilliant. Yeah. It's almost like you're in a crucible. At any one moment, you can either say, do I win or learn? So you don't view anything as a loss. You simply see it as an opportunity to learn something about it. And like you say, with George's really powerful example there, he wasn't going to win anything. So he chose to use that moment as an opportunity to learn something about himself instead. And I think for anyone listening to this that's looking at how do you go after your own version of high performance in this year, there is no neutral moment. In any moment, you can either win or learn from it.
And the key is how you react to it. And I think to wrap up this episode of High Performance, Damien and I are just going to leave you with one thought that we would give you for really making sure that this is the year of change. This is the year that you want. And by the way, if you're listening to these episodes and you're thinking, well, I don't really want to change. I feel like I'm on the right path. I think everything's great. That's fantastic. But this is still useful for you because you won't feel like that forever, okay? Everything passes. Nothing is permanent. Everything is temporary. So even if you're feeling great right now, that might not be the case in 2, 3, or 4 months' time. So that's when you might rely on the things that you've learned in these episodes. So what would we leave you with? Well, I would leave you with one of my fundamental learnings so far from the High Performance Podcast, which is fault versus responsibility. What we're really asking you to do in these episodes about change is to take responsibility, not just when things aren't your fault, but especially when things aren't your fault. Because this year, it won't be your fault that you have a challenging relationship with someone. It won't be your fault that a trauma that you carry from your childhood rears up and impacts you. It won't be your fault that we end up with more challenging economic situations like the cost of living crisis or the COVID pandemic or the war in Ukraine. Loads of things will not be your fault. But I'm afraid to say all of them remain your responsibility to create the life you want, drive the change that you need, and get to the end of 2023 in a happy and positive place.
And the thought that I'd leave you with is that there is no neutral moment. Every decision you make, you can divide it up into hard or easy decisions. You can either look at the idea of getting up early is a hard decision, the easy decision is staying in bed that extra half an hour. But what so many of our high performers have told us is the more hard decisions you make, the easier your path to high performance becomes. So do a daily inventory, just a little tally chart that assesses how many hard decisions have you made over a daily period. There's that great saying that what comes easy doesn't last, but what lasts doesn't come easy. And I think the more hard decisions we can make like that, the more sustainable our own high performance journey becomes.
Thanks, Damien.
Thanks, mate.
I really hope you've enjoyed the conversations about change over the past month. Just a quick reminder, if you roll back to the start of the month, we spoke about goals in week one. Week two, we discussed motivation. Last week, it was consistency. And this week, it was all about sustain. Listen, we want 2023 to be the most incredible year for you. Don't forget, we're going on tour with the High Performance Live Theatre Show, so you can come and see us live. You can watch all of our episodes on YouTube as well. You can join our Telegram community. You can join the High Performance Circle. There are so many ways that you can interact with high performance. I would love you to make that decision right now that this is the year that you stick with us. This is the year that you allow us to do some hard work for you. This is the year that when you're feeling in a low place, you have a community that you can come to that will lift you up, that will help you to grow, that will feed you with knowledge and information that you need. This is the year that you get closer to your own version of high performance. And you know what? We'll be with you every single step of the way. Let's make 2023 a year of change for you, a year of change for us, and a positive year of change for the world. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.